You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. There's this moment on Thad Cockrell's song, Slow and Steady, where everything comes to a boil and it explodes into this joyous release.
Slow and steady.
It's one of the many highlights on the curiously titled new album from Thad, If In Case You Feel The Same.
What I like about it is that it holds space for not just me, but also you. You know, it creates an us. If there was a bullseye that I'm trying to hit when I'm writing songs, is that it creates an us.
We'll talk to Cockrell about taking a break from releasing music with his band Leagues and how a chance meeting sharing late night drinks with Brittany Howard led to a new record deal, not to mention a guest spot from the Alabama Shakes frontwoman on the album. Plus, he shares what it's like to have a song lyric come to you in the middle of the night from the voice of Johnny Cash. Pretty cool. Let's get started with the performance recorded live for the World Cafe. It's Thad Cockrell with Swingin'.
Heaven waits for nothing less than giving in to faithfulness. I'll give you time, I'll let it rest, but I'm not down to give up yet. I don't know what I would do if all is lost, if I lost you.
That's Swingin', a performance from Thad Cockrell recorded live. It's a song that's on his new solo album, If In Case You Feel The Same. Hi, I'm Kaleo on The World Cafe. Thad, it's been a minute. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
The last time you were on The Cafe in 2013, you were talking about how you actually didn't want to be a solo artist at that point in your life as you were starting your band, Leagues. Mm-hmm. Now you are sitting here again as a solo artist. Take us through the last couple of years and how we got to this place in time with you releasing a new solo album.
Well, it's a good question. So, you know, it isn't that I didn't think that I would ever put out solo music again. And when I say a solo artist, like, Leagues was my thing. Like, Leagues was, it was me creating something to release songs that felt like they came from a band more than a person. In a lot of ways, it took off more than anything I had ever done under my name. I have a finished Leagues album that's mixed and mastered, like that's completely done, that at some point, you know, hopefully sooner than later, I'll release. So, but you know, what happened is in 2016, some songs came to me that felt very much like, you know, they were coming from like a real person. They were more intimate in nature. And it just felt like the time was right to make a solo album.
We're going to get into talking about the solo album, but I do want to briefly remind people some of the brilliance of your former project and hopefully future project someday, Leagues. Let's play a little bit of Spotlight to remind the audience. I'm sure they've heard a bit of it here on World Cafe.
Oh, fun.
Romantic love is the least of these. It comes and goes so easily. Romantic love is a fickle friend.
That's a little bit of Spotlight. Oh, man, You Belong Here, one of my favorite albums of the 20-teens. Our guest today penned those songs that you heard on Leagues. It's Thad Cockrell. He's got a solo album called If In Case You Feel The Same. You know, this record shares a bit of that indie pop aesthetic with Leagues. And, you know, at one point before that band, you were known for country. Tell me about the goal of writing this batch of intimate songs for If In Case You Feel The Same, your first solo album in 11 years.
Well, I would probably say that it's everything that I've ever done all wrapped up in one thing. There's this incredible quote on the floor at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and it's by Waylon Jennings. It says that country music isn't a banjo, it isn't a fiddle, it isn't a pedal steel guitar, it's an emotion. Mm-hmm. And I could not agree more. And I think that there's a lot of that kind of emotion in these songs. But there's also a lot of like the pop music that I grew up absolutely loving and that I adored. And then also there's like some soul, like in R&B stuff. You know, the idea of If In Case You Feel The Same, I was going for a walk one day and that idea struck me and I just got chills up the back of my neck. And I was like, oh my gosh, that feels like an umbrella big enough to hold a world of songs underneath it. And what I like about it is that it holds space for not just me, but also you. You know, it creates an us, which is really, you know, if there was a bullseye that I'm trying to hit when I'm writing songs, is that it creates an us.
What was the process like sort of building these songs, you know, kind of from the ground up? And you said you recorded the album in L.A.?
I did. I recorded a good bit of it, but I also started it here. You know, when I met Tony Berg, the producer that helped me finish the album that I really just couldn't have finished without him, he helped me do something that I couldn't do for myself. And that was, I knew that some of these songs could get better. I just didn't know how. Like if I did it on my own, I would have ended up changing probably the wrong parts, you know? And he really helped me. I mean, he knows so much about so much, you know. So it was really an education for me. It truly was, yeah.
Very cool. Thad Cockrell is here. We're talking about his new album, If In Case You Feel the Same, This Is the World Cafe. Tell us about the inspiration for Slow and Steady.
You know, Slow and Steady, you know, when I played it for people, they're like, oh, it's a breakup song. And I'm like, okay, if you want it to be a breakup song, but it really isn't. It's almost, in a lot of ways, it's the furthest thing from it. I think it's... It came from like three different scenarios. I mean, there's really like a chapter one, a chapter two, and a chapter three, and none of them are connected outside of them being a part of the human journey. First one was, you know, I was in a relationship, and she's an incredible person, beautiful, stunning, but she just wasn't for me, you know? And so it's letting go of someone that's great. They're good. They're just not your person. And then, you know, the second verse is about me getting a phone call in the middle of the night. And my grandmother, Viola, who was my favorite person, she and her husband, Henry, were my favorite people growing up. I got a phone call from my mom saying she was already in Miami, Oklahoma. And she was telling me that, you know, grandmother probably didn't have long. So I jumped in my car and I spent 4 days with my mom, and it was an incredible moving thing to watch my mom watch her mom pass into the next life.
Sure.
You know? And then, you know, the third verse just talks about dreams and these dreams that most people say you should let that sell, you know? But whose life is it anyways? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's really what it, to me, it's about holding on to things that, you know, not letting people or situations dictate what you should or shouldn't do until you're ready, you know?
Well, thank you for sharing that beautiful synopsis and explanation of the song. Let's listen to a performance of Slow and Steady. For the World Cafe, it's Thad Cockrell.
I saw you the other night, down the street you were walking, and I remember when I held you tight, I felt like a millionaire. And you were laughing and carrying on. The sky was pink and yellow, and I'm okay, but it hurt you gone. I just took a deep breath and stared. I'll get over you in time. I'm not ready. I'll get over you in time. Slow and steady. Got a call in the middle of the night, so I drove to Oklahoma. And I was there by the morning light. You were a beautiful Indian queen. And I remember when I was a kid, you were always there for the loving. And then I watched you drift away. I just took a deep breath and cried. I'll get over you in time. And it always seemed to haunt me. And it stole my nights and days. It still steals my nights and days. And if I ever wanted a new one, I've gotta let go of the old one. But it's so hard to say goodbye. I just took a deep breath and said, I'll get over you in time. I'm not ready. I'll get over you in time. Slow and steady. I'll get over you in time. I'm not ready. I'll get over you in time. Slow and steady. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
That's Thad Cockrell with a performance of Slow and Steady. It's a song on his new album, If In Case You Feel the Same, here on the World Cafe. I'm Cleo with Thad. So this record has a few guests on it, including one Grammy winner who couldn't wait to connect with you once she heard your music. Tell me a little bit about how Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes got in touch with you.
Well, we have a mutual friend, Becca Mancari, who's an incredible artist. Becca would come over to write songs with me, but we never wrote songs. All she really wanted to do was make iPhone recordings of her singing harmonies with me to my songs, which is like the sweetest thing, right? And so one night, she was hanging out with Brittany. I was laying on the couch and I got a text from Becca, but it wasn't Becca, it was Brittany. And she sent me a text. And it said, hey, I've hijacked Becca's phone. This is Britt. I'm in love with you. And I'm like, well, the feeling is mutual. Thank you so much for the gift of your voice and your spirit. I connect with it so deeply. I hope we get to have drinks someday soon. When we do, give me 5 minutes to gush, then we'll carry on being normal friends. Maybe 25 minutes later, they're walking into my house and I'm making mezcal margaritas for us till 4:30 in the morning, right? And so I had at that time had finished the song that you just played, Slow and Steady, like that was done. And then there was Higher. And so Becca was like, play the songs for Britt. And so I'm like blasting them as loud as I can on my home stereo at like 12:30 in the morning. And Brittany was like, oh my God, I don't like anything. You know, this is amazing. And we became really, we had just like an immediate connection. I felt like I was talking to myself when we were talking. There's just a lot of kindred spirit there. You know, she asked if, she's like, how can I, you know, can I help? And I'm like, yeah. And so she sent it to Kevin, her manager. I'm not sure if she sent it to ATO or Kevin did. And I've basically been working with both of them since that day.
Nashville's a really, like, it's a small town in the sense that everybody kind of knows everybody, but it always seems like fairy tale when I hear that it's like an artist talked to a person and then somehow made this connection. But that's what it is. It wasn't a bunch of lawyers coming to you or looking for the right publishing deal.
No.
Having a conversation who was playing guitar in your house, and then the next thing you know, you're signed to ATO Records.
Yeah, it was really wild.
That's cool.
That's cool. That doesn't happen very often. I will say that much. That is not a common. I think connections happen, but I've never had anything like that happen. That's really wild.
We're talking to Thad Cockrell here on World Cafe. After setting up that relationship with Brittany, you know, kind of finding your way to the record label, you know, we want to play a little bit of the song Higher. She guests on this and, you know, it's a barn burner, man. It's a big sounding song on the album.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about it.
In 2016, if there was a complete meltdown of my life, it was probably at that time. The loss of some really significant relationships, a grandmother at the loss, she was 104. And, you know, I was going on these walks out at Beeman Park and really having a hard time. Like, I wanted to get bitter and I could feel it creeping in. So instead of that, I literally, you know, I'm such a positive thinker that I can kind of make anything look half full. But with this, there was no reframing it other than defeat. So what I did is I just started thinking of all the things that were difficult. And I genuinely, like out loud while I was walking, I started giving thanks for them. And I realized that there's not any songs like that or that I know of. Like, you know, you try to find as an artist, you know, what songs aren't the world singing, you know, what songs are not being sung that need to be sung. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe we need, if I need that, maybe we need that, you know? And so it was me really just processing a lot of difficulty singing this thing. I just think it's amazing where it's like, you know, I'm being grateful for really difficult things. And then Brittany comes in the chorus and she sings, "I'm gonna lift you higher." It's like, whoo. And she, you know, it's her saying, "I've got you." Someone's asking me, "Did you write that with her in mind?" I'm like, hell no. If I would have thought that Brittany was going to sing on this song when I was writing it, I don't know if I could have written it or finished it.
Well, it definitely takes you to church for sure. Yeah. As the kids would say, let's hear it. Let's play it from the album. Cause it is just a great, it's just a great song on the record.
Thank you.
Our guest is Thad Cockrell. It's from the album, If In Case You Feel The Same, alongside Brittany Howard singing on the chorus. This is Higher.
You sharp in the mystery. I'm gonna lift you higher. I'm gonna lift you higher. I'm gonna lift you higher. When I feel in love.
From the album, If In Case You Feel The Same, that's our guest, Thad Cockrell, with Brittany Howard singing on the vocals, Higher, here on World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. Your music, we've talked a little bit about it, you know, coming from the heart. In some songs you can hear, maybe if you're leaning in, a little bit of your religious upbringing. For people who aren't familiar, you're the son of a Baptist preacher, and yeah, your brothers, if I'm not mistaken, are ministers, correct?
Yeah, though it's the family business.
Did you ever consider getting into the family business?
Maybe. I don't... yeah, I don't think that there's, I mean, just the way I grew up, there wasn't much else, there wasn't much vision cast for me outside of, you know, doing that. But I would also say that I'm thankful for that because it's what made me fight through to get to the music, to get to my truest self and what I really feel like I'm here to do, my purpose, my deep purpose, you know? Yeah.
Does faith at all intersect and your upbringing intersect with your musical career and how you think as a lyricist and a songwriter?
I think everything informs everything. I mean, you know, It's so interesting because it's so, you know, if you say the word Christian, it's so polarizing because there's as myself, there's been so much hurt and trauma done at the hands of Christians that really have nothing to do with, I would actually say, Jesus, the person of Jesus, who is actually a radical. You know, anytime people came to him with someone that they thought should be out and they should be in, he always drew the circle bigger. He was incredibly inclusive. To me, that's something worth imitating. But, you know, I would certainly say that my belief system that I had growing up has very much evolved.
The song I want to talk to you about that we're going to hear next, Fill My Cup, is straight up like a gospel song as I hear it, you know?
Yeah.
There's something very, very beautiful about it. So I'm just curious a little bit of what the backstory behind that is.
Well, the backstory behind that song is one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had in my entire life. I'm sleeping, middle of the night. I wake up and this song comes to me and I didn't want to write. I just wanted to sleep. And so, you know, but I've made a deal. And so I walk through my house with my eyes shut, get a piece of paper and a pen, eyes shut, walk back to my bed, eyes shut. And I write it down in my notebook. And the lyrics are like literally sideways on the page. And I sing this melody into my phone so that I don't forget it. And I'm like, okay, all right, we're done, you know? So I'm trying to go back to bed. And then another song comes and it's Fill My Cup. And when that came to me, I sat straight up out of bed, my eyes wide open. And I've always had this connection with Johnny Cash. And I know this sounds really weird, but I sensed Johnny on the end of my bed singing that song to me. So I heard that song through the voice of Johnny Cash, Rick Rubin era, right? So when it says, fill my cup, Lord, and run it over, give me love, give me joy, and give me peace. That sounds like very Johnny Cash.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
And so when that happened to me, I mean, I was like half elated and half like scared. Because I was like, what is going on? And I grabbed the guitar and I wrote it down as I sang it down as fast as it came to me. I don't know if I changed anything about it since.
This is really cool. The live performance that you have for us that comes from June, I actually think features the group that was on that's on the album version as well. The New Respects.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now knowing the backstory, let's hear it. And it's great that they're on the live recording for the World Cafe. It's Thad Cockrell with a performance of Fill My Cup.
Fill my cup. Fill my cup. Fill my cup. Fill my cup. I've been walking to the city. I've been walking to the city. I've been walking to the city I cannot see. Walking through the darkness. Walking through the valley. And I get tired and I get lonely. It's hard. I am your child in need. city. I've been walking to the city. I've been walking to a city I cannot see. Fill my cup, Lord, run it over.
Recorded live, it is Thad Cockrell with a performance of Fill My Cup featuring The New Respects. You can find the album version on his new album, If In Case You Feel The Same. This was an absolute pleasure.
The pleasure's all mine. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's Thad Cockrell. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe.